With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Americans spent a bit more at retailers last month, providing a small boost to the economy, just as the Federal Reserve considers how much to cut its key interest rate. The Commerce Department reporting that retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. That's after jumping the most in 18 months the previous month. Online retailers, sporting goods stores, and home and garden stores reporting higher sales. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says the GOP ticket is the clear choice for pro-life voters this November. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Speaking to an evangelical audience at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Gala in Georgia, Vance said pro-life voters should support Donald Trump. Several Christian leaders, including former VP Mike Pence, are unhappy with the GOP removing from its 2024 platform a call for a national ban on abortion. Vance did not explicitly address that issue, but praised Trump for nominating three Supreme Court justices who helped strike down abortion rights at the federal level. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Coast Guard says it tracked a group of Russian naval vessels as they crossed into U.S. waters off Alaska.
It was an apparent effort to avoid sea ice, something that is allowed under international rules and customs. The Coast Guard says the Russian vessels consisted of two submarines, a frigate, and a tugboat. The encounter took place northwest of Point Hope. A Coast Guard cutter crew witnessed the Russian vessels cross the maritime boundary and venture 30 miles inside the U.S. exclusive economic zone. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks are higher, the Dow adding 154 points, and the NASDAQ composite up 110. This is SRN News. Maryland parents are going to the Supreme Court.
They're asking the justices to allow them to opt their kids out of public school assignments that promote the LGBT agenda. The parents' group, which includes Christians, Muslims, and Jews, doesn't want their children reading books that teach them they can change their gender, amongst other things. But Montgomery County schools bar students from being opted out of LGBT assignments, and the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the parents earlier this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris touting her support for the LGBT agenda in her run for the White House. The Democratic nominee is reminding voters that in February of 2004, when she was San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, she officiated at one of the first gay marriage ceremonies in the United States. LGBT activists continue to campaign hard for the vice president. This is SRN News. House Republicans are leading the way on several House committees this week. More from Bernie Bennett.
On Wednesday, the Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, HUD, and related agencies holds a hearing on inspector generals for those departments and Amtrak. The Full Armed Services Committee holds a full hearing on the findings of the recommendations of the Commission on the National Defense Strategy. The Financial Services Committee holds two hearings on the scam industry and politicizing the SEC. Thursday will see three hearings from the Foreign Affairs Committee, two from Energy and Commerce, and one from the Budget Committee called The Cost of the Biden-Harris Energy Crisis. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Schools have reopened with extra security in the Kentucky county where a gunman who remains at large opened fire on an interstate highway. A dozen vehicles were hit, five people wounded in that September 7th attack on Interstate 75. Authorities continue searching for the shooter, 32-year-old Joseph Couch. More details at SRNNews.com.